no distress, and breathe evenly against my body, not cold, not warm, as if he didn't mind being suspended in a stranger's arms, as if nothing could surprise him in the tumble of the world he'd been swept into. The iguana was strapped into a thin black harness that made him look like a leather man from the Castro. I'd had a bad day. Well, a really bad year. And the one before wasn't that good either. My child wasn't taking to me, and I'd stopped taking to everybody else. The iguana was still as a monk in prayer. All that moved were his ruched eyelids, which opened and closed over his orange eyes. His chest filled and emptied with the dry, hot air we shared. I thought to myself, even this is something. Welcome to Fast and Loose. My name's Nate. We've got a show for the next hour. Hope you stick around with me. I forgot to mention, it is, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
How long am I supposed to wait? I think about In my my bones. I feel it in my bones. I'm stronger now. I'm ready for the house. Such a modest man. I can't do it alone. I can't do it alone.
Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my door.
That came in quick. I was like, okay, I'm going to have this come in. And then it's like, nope. Okay, you're listening to Fast and Loose. WMFO in Medford, the place where I live and the place where, well, okay. I will say, those first three songs, it was In a River by Ross Dam, Can You Tell by Ra Ra Riot, and Step by Vampire Weekend. For the discerning listener, which is the only kind of listener we have, because we only have one, and it's Anton, that was all like a little Ross Dam thing. And I'll be honest with you, that's where I'm at. For 2 weeks, and we didn't have a show last week, if you tuned in and you were like, you know, this is the make or break point of my week, Tuesday morning, and you were like, shoot, where is he? I apologize. It was spring break. And one of the things I did was I rented a car and I drove out to see. Sometimes you got to go see the man and his woman. And also, this is John and Kelsey, Johnny Bobby, upstate New York. Shout out to New Woodstock, Cazenovia area for those many people, actually, that I know from there. And that's not a joke. I stand at the bus stop with a guy who went to Binghamton University. Like, it's all, that's the whole area. And it's great because I also got into a really funny conversation about how, you know, Utica, Schenectady, Rome, Rochester, Syracuse, these are all different places. That the granular details really reveal themselves upon living in these areas. However, from the outside looking in, I love you guys to death. It's rolling hills, it's beautiful trees, it's farmland, and I got to tell this story. We were out at one of the places, and there's a bunch of orchards, and there's a bunch of cideries and all that kind of stuff. And one of the things that these cideries do is they, you know, you do maple syrup, which there's a ton of sugar maples up there. Because, again, rolling hills, tons of trees. And so we're talking to this guy that just casually owns this whole farm, and he's awesome. And we're talking about stuff, and he's like, yeah, you know, we do maple syrup, we put it in barrels. That's a comment, that barrel aged maple syrup, a classic thing here in New England, upstate New York. And he was like, I don't know what to do with these barrels. I age the stuff in there and then whatever. And I was like, dude, barrels are gold. Okay. In where from me looking at you, from Medford looking at Cazenovia, you guys, you're sitting on a gold mine here. I'll take a couple of those, because I was like, well, this could be a fun thing to have, if not for decor, but for other reasons. And I was like, all right, I'll take two. I took a 10-gallon barrel and a 5-gallon wood oak barrel. Super sticky. Didn't figure that. But, you know, when someone's giving you a barrel for free, you can't be like, look, how sticky is it? At the end of the day, you can't be like, whoa, before we shake on it, what's the stick level? What's the viscosity coefficient? I had a professor in college, undergrad, I think Professor Vandermoot, and that was his specialty. It was chemical engineering, but he was, viscosity was his thing. And it was like, look, there's coefficients, but then after that, after like just a few equations, it literally becomes the most impossible thing to study and understand. And essentially we just use, like, testing. Like, there's no modeling. You can only test certain substances, and then we just use the raw data from the tests. Anyway, these sticky barrels, I got two of them, and I rented the car from the airport because I get a better deal from one of the car places at the airport, and that's fine. I'll ride the T to save, like, truly, like, $100. Anyway, I get to the airport, and I realize I got these two barrels. I got my bag, I get out of the rental car place, and they're like, hey, do you have everything? I was like, no, I got these things. And then it's, I can't carry both at the same time. So I'm like, all right, do I sort of like, do I walk them, you know, carry them that way? And then that includes obviously being at the airport and like leaving a barrel, especially a 10-gallon giant wooden barrel, like around, which the one rule, not, there's a lot of rules. There's a lot of rule, airport rules. But like one of the big ones is don't leave anything anywhere, especially not anything that looks weird. You know, like it's, I don't know. So I got these barrels. Anyway, I'm moving them. Shout out to the Hertz Cars, like, cleaning person who just is like, put those on the cart. Where are you going? I drove he took me all the way through the airport and all the way through. And I got to the bus. The bus takes you to where the ride app, because I was going to Uber home. And he took me to the ride app. And the best thing is putting these on the airport, riding the airport shuttle when you don't have a flight is really fun. I think for all the airport employees, they get to see all the idiots either coming or going, you know, just the real, like, I have no idea. I've never traveled before. Can I get this? You know, a lot of people with loose stuff. Sometimes it's packed. And then you got this stupid freaking guy like me putting these two barrels on the airport shuttle going from the rental car place to Terminal B. And it's just funny. So I put these on there. Everyone in the bus is just making fun of me. And they're like, what's in there? I was like, it's oil, you know, because that's what you got to do these days. You got to find it yourself. But a guy was giving me a hard time. It was great. But even getting them off the thing, you have to run one off. So I eventually did get to the rental car place, all this kind of stuff. But I tell you what, you want to make some friends. Carry two giant wooden barrels, or I guess carry one at a time, and clearly just be walking them and have people just sort of watch you take them 50 feet. Because I really was worried about coming out of eyesight of these things and having someone just like tackle me or something like that. So it was like 50 feet at a time, just inchworming these things across the way. Anyway, great time in Cazenovia, great food, great apples. And anyway, I've got some more songs to play for you. And I am remiss to tell you too that the poem was Wildlife by Ellen Bass. It was one of those you just sort of like read it. It's expository. Very 90s, very 80s, 90s, where it's like, it's a paragraph, it's a run-on sentence. That's like the deal. Okay, back to the music, and I think I'm actually going to get it right this time. I don't know. I can't guarantee that.
Dance with you. can see it from the start. We put ourselves on the line cause we don't want to be ignored. I can't explain why I want for you more, but the more I get, the more I want. We could get a lot closer, we could cut our ties after nighttime. Is it our time? The choice is yours. Put this on, make me speak.
Put this on, make me speak.
Hey, what's up? You're listening to you. You're listening to the dehumidifier slash air conditioning unit in WMFO. That's what you're listening to. And then also there's little French bossa nova in the background. Yeah. Anyway, and it's Fast and Loose. The background, the scaffolding of the sounds that you hear is the show Fast and Loose on WMFO in Medford. And a big time shout out to the Jordans of the world who are also listening. And also, who's not listening, my cousin Millie, who's now switched from New Balance to Puma for the company that she works for. Notable Somerville resident, Millie, professional runner, my cousin, very proud. Also, Millie, if you want to come to when my sister is visiting in May, if you want to come to or have an oyster fest at my house, I'm going to buy a bunch of oysters. A subject I have discussed on this show. We're going to buy a bunch of oysters and we're going to have Oyster Fest at my house. And hopefully, like, the weather's a lot warmer than it is now. But I'll take it. Whatever. If Oyster Fest is now, that's great, because then you don't have to worry about, everything kind of turning really quick on you. You know, buy as much ice. Still got to buy ice, but not as much because it's not like melting constantly. And I'm going to say this too. To those of you on the West Coast, specifically the PNW, I think your oysters are BS, man. I tried to shuck a bunch of Pacific Northwest oysters recently, and it was like this crazy combination of them being really, really hard to shuck and also them like kind of falling apart in the places I specifically used my little oyster shucking thing to use. Anyway, East Coast is the Beast Coast, and especially the Cape up into Canada. Those are the best oysters in the world. Just, like, call in 855-915-9636. If you actually have an informed decision, like, opinion about this, call me. But you're, like, I'm just going to say this. You're going to be arguing from a disadvantage, okay? There is one food in this world that I could sit and eat forever, and it's oysters. So, anyway. A programming note, as I was flipping through the PSA binder, NBA in the AM with Gavin is now courtside with Gavin Evans and Marcus Frank, with also SG and Alex. That is a handwritten note on the back of the radiology PSA, which I'll cut back in and I'll do. Also, this last little bit here, I did do a... like three songs that I really don't know super well. Well, no, the Within You, Within Me by Melt was the last song. Tell Me Why by God Street Park and Olive Jones. And then Last Dance by Leisure. All caps, Leisure. Which is really kind of feeling like it's yelling at me. I got a couple more, and then I'm going to cut in. And then I saw, when I was making this playlist, I think I lost my mind, because then I started just shooting from the hip. And there's a lot of fun ones in here, including a Goo Goo Dolls song. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. Great. Hey, thanks for listening to this. We'll be right back.
crying, I see it's not your fault. Baby, I've been dying all over you. Thank you.
versus dream. Smile, smile, cause they're all watching. Shake up, shake down. They can't hear you scream. Smile, smile, can't you hear me sing?
Hey, what's up? And hey, there are many social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. It saves lives. It's matchingdonors.com. Matchingdonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the US, 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit matchingdonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. This has been a public service message from matchingdonors.com and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You heard on this program, Hot-Blooded by New Constellations, L'Imperatrice, I can say that better. L'Imperatrice by, that is the artist, Agitations Tropicales. And shout out to the person who got the E with the accent aigu on top of it into Spinatron. That's great. Lord knows, Rivendell, like we got to get it. We get a good Spinatron right, and we got to get Rivendell right. And like it starts with us. It starts with all of us. We share the exactitude. And then Kowloon with Wake Up, which is also the name of a restaurant to the north of Boston, sort of noted architecturally different restaurant. And I was like, all right, well, what's this mean? Kowloon is a neighborhood in Hong Kong. And also, the Wikipedia disambiguation page is quite large. Because as you can imagine, anything that's like a place, and obviously bands are going to just name themselves that. But yeah, no, anything that's like along those lines. I'd be remiss if I didn't shout out noted oyster haters. Actually, here, no. I'm going to say one oyster hater, and I'm not going to speak to the people that they are with. Okay? What's up, X? What's up, Juan? What's up, others? Oysters are great. Okay? And I'm guessing, probability-wise, because it always kind of goes this way, someone in that room is defending me right now on oysters. 100%. Eat oysters all day long. And those people, the people who love them and the people who hate them, they find each other, okay? That's what makes this world wonderful. That's the deal. That's the frickin' deal, okay? So thank you for listening. You know, just... That's it. That brings the total up to 3, I think. Three noted people, which I, you know, that's good. That's high. That pushes into our upper quartile. Anyway... what do we got going on otherwise? I'm going to play like a couple more songs. Do I want to play this Goo Goo Dolls song? I kind of do. Even though too, even it's not even like I don't want to play it. It's that like I want to play it. And that type of eloquence is why you listen to the show. If you want to give a call, I think the phones work now. I think I can answer the phones. And, well, at least I hope so. It's a wonderful day out there. I think I'm going to come in one more time. I think I'm going to play this Goo Goo Dolls song, and I think I'm going to come on one more time with one more anecdote, and then we're going to be done. Okay. We'll be right back. Hey, this is going to be the last song. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Nate. The name of the show has been Fast and Loose. Enjoy some Young Blood by the Naked and Famous Last. Have a great week.
WMFO in Medford.